Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam kažem nedjelju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, lem tota nedjelja o po pjatoj hodine u Pittsburghu. Sljedujuša nedjelja stja berme o po štvrtoj hodine u Pittsburghu, a stale veselame o po desijatoj hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem din polovka, a dneska je nedjelja 19. marca 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station. This is the last week for us broadcasting Eastern Time at 4:30 p.m. Next week, we'll return to our regularly scheduled 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and as always in Preshow at 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. I'm your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, March 19th, 2023. For those of us on the old calendar, today is the third Sunday of the Great Fast, the Sunday of the Holy Cross. We begin today's broadcast with Chrestu Tvoyemu, followed by Idu Nini Ko Chrestu, and then Yeda Nastrast Hotovilsya.
Oh,
Easter is just a few weeks away, and as we usually do, we will broadcast two special Easter programs, the first on Sunday, April 9th, and the second one on Sunday, April 16th. I am still looking for sponsors for those two broadcasts, as well as donations to this radio program. If you are interested in donating, maybe an entire program or in part, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. You can also send me email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute via our webpage. Go to c-rs.org, click on Donate, and then Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. The Southeastern branch of the Carpatha Russian Society will hold a Pisanka workshop. This will take place Saturday, March 25th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern at the Darien Old Jail Arts Center, 404 North Way in Darien, Georgia. The art of decorating eggs with wax is a tradition of many Eastern European countries. The designs can be very intricate with many layers, or simpler with symbols that have special meaning. To register for this event, you must do so by today. The cost is $20. Join instructor Barbara Lamoureux and the Southeastern branch of the Carpatho Russian Society on Saturday, the 25th of March, to learn how to make pisanka. In order to register, please call the Darien Old Jail Art Center at area code 912-437-7711. If you do decide to go to this event, you must wear an old t-shirt, bring a 6-inch tapered candle, a candle holder, and a mechanical pencil. So that is Saturday, the March 25th, learning how to make pisanka, Darien Old Jail Arts Center, 404 North Way in Darien, Georgia. To register, give them a call at area code 912-437-7711.
Люблять мене, хлопці, я тому не винна.
As everyone is preparing for the Easter holiday, it's never too early to get all the ingredients that you need. I am going to share with you today how to put together a traditional Carpatha Rusyn Easter basket. This information is from a previous GCU messenger from back in 1979. First thing you need is your Pascha. This Easter bread is a sweet yeast bread, rich in eggs and butter, symbolic of Christ himself, who is our true bread. Usually a round loaf baked with a golden crust, decorated with a symbol indicative of Christ. Sometimes a cross of dough is placed on top, encircled by braids, giving it a crowned effect, or Greek abbreviations for the name of Christ, which are the letters XB, which indicate the Slavonic for Christ is risen. Next, you need ham, shunka, the flesh meat popular with Slavs as the main dish because of its richness and symbolic of the great joy and abundance of Easter. Some may prefer lamb or veal. This is usually well roasted or cooked, as well as other meats prepared in advance, so that the festivity of the day will not be burdened with preparation and all may enjoy the feast. Remember that other year, Bob, with the lamb? Hopefully you've ordered yours already. Next, you need sausage, kobasa, a spicy, garlicky sausage of pork products indicative of God's favor and generosity. Eggs, pisanka, hard-boiled eggs brightly decorated with symbols and markings made with beeswax, indicative of new life and resurrection. Horseradish, chrin, horseradish mixed with grated red beets. This is symbolic of the passion of Christ still in our minds, but sweetened with some sugar because of the resurrection. A bittersweet red-colored mixture reminds us of the sufferings of Christ. And it reminds me of the time I was in Medzi Laborce back in 1994 when Mr. Michał Turok-Hetes said, Dean, you come try some of this horseradish. Of course, didn't have the beets in it. I was watching him grind it right off of the root. He takes a mouthful. I'm like, okay, I could take a mouthful too. Wow. That was something else. I think I had a six-pack of beer just to douse those flames. Next, you need Easter cheese, hrutka. This custard-type cheese is shaped into a ball, having a rather bland but sweet taste indicative of the moderation that Christians should have in all things. Also, cream cheese is placed in a small dish, and both are decorated with symbols made of cloves or pepper balls. I've also seen hrutka with raisins, which was really, really sweet when I was in Slovakia for Easter back in the day. Next, you need butter, maslo. This favorite dairy product is shaped into the figure of a lamb or a small cross and decorated as the cheese. This reminds us of the goodness of Christ that we should have towards all things. Bacon, slanina. A piece of uncooked bacon cured with spices, symbolic of the overabundance of God's mercy to us. Salt, sol, a condiment necessary for flavor, reminding the Christian of his duty to others. All of these articles are placed in a wicker basket, and a ribbon or bow is tied to the handle. A decorated candle was placed in the basket and is lit at the time of blessing. A linen cover, usually embroidered with a picture of the risen Christ, or symbol with the words Christos Voskrese, or Christ is risen, is placed over the foods when brought to the church. In some places, a large Easter bread, Pascha, is made and brought separately in a large linen cloth. If the origin of the people were from a wine-growing region, a sweet wine may be brought. Or, as I have done in the past, I've had bottles, different bottles of palenka, such as vodka, šljivovica, vodka, and vodka. Although, don't do that now. Haven't done that for many, many years. This is how you prepare your traditional Carpatha Rusyn Easter basket.
from another land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life.
Living for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU. Eternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Next Sunday, the 26th of March, St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown will host their 16th Egg Stravaganza. This will take place at their social hall located at 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. This event is sponsored by the Egg Artists, the GCU of St. John's, and the St. John's Ethnic Craft Club. This year's theme is Experience the Traditions. Egg Artists will demonstrate, display, and sell eggs. There will be a marketplace with pasanka supplies, Easter items, Easter crafts, basket covers, and other ethnic items. There will be children's activities including storytelling, making pasanka, and other children's projects, display of Easter basket covers, their extensive Lenten lunch menu, and extensive bake sale table will be available for purchase. There will be hands-on workshops for those interested in learning how to make pasanka. St. John's is handicapped accessible, and this event is free. That is the 16th Egg Stravaganza, Sunday, March 26th, beginning at 12 noon, running till 4 p.m. at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. For more information, give them a call at area code 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. If you live on the other side of the country, especially in the Washington State area, the Northwest Branch of the Carpathia-Russian Society invites you to their 5th annual Pasanka event. This takes place Sunday, March 26th, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Pacific Time at the High Point Community Center, 6920 34th Avenue Southwest in West Seattle, Washington. If you want to register for this and are a CRS member, please go to the webpage c-rs.org and click events. If you're not a CRS member, please call area code 206-295-4425. There is a sliding scale entry fee, adults from $12 to $20 and children $8 to $10. So that is the Northwest Branch's 5th annual Pasanka event this Sunday, the 26th, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Pacific, High Point Community Center in West Seattle. Call 206-295-4425. 206-295-4425. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinyo America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join us again at our regular time here in the United States, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and as always, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on your Russian radio station, Russian FM. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tujden. Zbohom.
Holos Rusinjev Amerika.